All right, what's up, my boobies? I don't know if that was as good as the last one, but ooh, little pit stain action, like huge. Okay, so I got done with my last episode and realized that there's way more I wanted to talk about from the trip. And by way more, I only mean maybe two more stories. So we'll see if we can funnel them into this episode. If not, you might not hear the second one because it sucks. But this story kind of gets me a little bit riled up. And now at the time, it didn't. But afterwards, it did. So that happens quite often to me. I'll go into something, I will overthink it only afterwards. During the time that it takes place, I'm usually, just anxious and trying to figure out what to say, do, or feel. Anyways, so I had a little buzz going while we were on vacation, obviously, and was at the pool and a different pool. We were kind of jumping from pool to pool because our pool sucked, at our hotel. So we jumped from pool to pool. And Janina wants to stop at this pool, like, in between hotels just because of the bar that was there. So we grab a drink at this bar. And this pool is filled with nothing but maybe, I think there was four kids and no one else. Maybe some parents scattered around the edge of the pool. No one in it except for the kids. So we already have this full drink. We go sit down, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna have some fun, and I am going to challenge these little kids to a cannonball competition, because one, I wanted to do a cannonball, two, I wanted to have a competition, and three, I wanted to win. Okay, simple as that. You've seen me in person, you know that I'm a little munchkin. How do you say it? Munchkin. I'm just a little person with a little bit of a bigger belly now, and these scrawny little chicken legs and scrawny little arms now. And if I tried to challenge grown-ass adults, I would lose no matter what. So honestly, if I'm being, you know, 100% with you, I wanted to just win. I saw weakness, and I wanted to pounce. So I said, you know what? Let's go, boys. Let's have a cannonball competition. I have no idea how old they were. I would maybe guess a range from probably 7, 8 up to maybe 12. So about a 4 to 5 year range, and here I am, 26, looking like a dad, apparently, according to the young girl at the pool previous to that. And I say, hey, let's do this, let's have a cannonball competition. They're into it. They were like, okay, cool. And like, I know I got some brownie points from some of the parents and like the grandparents or whatever that were sitting around the pool, you know, being lazy ass lards and not hanging out with their kids and just letting them do their thing. It's like, just get in the pool and hang out with your kid. That's a totally different story, though. So they're all being lazy. These two or three, maybe four kids were in the pool, and I said, let's do this. I said, you go first. So first kid goes, and honestly, his shit was weak. I think he was the youngest kid. He was the smallest, but his shit was so weak. I don't even know if it was a cannonball. It was just, but at this point, I'm like, whatever, I'm not gonna like get in this kid's face. So I was like, oh, good job, you know, like telling him good job and shit. Wasn't true. Next kid goes, and this is a little bit of a heavier set kid. He also doesn't know how to do a proper cannonball, but he does mostly what looks like a cannonball. I'm like, all right, cool. Now I've got a little bit of a competition. He made a bigger splash. He had a little bit of weight on him. He did kind of what a cannonball looked like. I was like, cool, I can compete with this. The third kid goes kind of just normal. I don't think it was as big as the second one, that was a little bit heavier. But this kid was the oldest, so he did a pretty decent cannonball. But I knew I could beat his ass too. So now it's my turn. I come in there and I, first of all, didn't even take a look at the safety measures of the pool, which I regretted shortly afterwards. But the entire pool was, since it was kind of a smaller pool, was like at the deepest 4 feet. And I'm pretty sure I dove in, not dove, but did my jump at the deepest part. But at only 4 feet, doesn't matter. So I go in, you know, do kind of like a lean back type cannonball. And I went in as hard as I could, hit my tailbone right off the bottom of the ground, whatever, not injured, can still go. And I know my cannonball was a good one. Now, the one kid that was like second, a little bit heavier weight, he was like, that was pretty good. That was like pumping me up. I was like, thanks. All right, let's do like this. That was a warm up for everyone. Let's do a real cannonball competition now. So we went in like an off order. So I think like the one kid that was actually pretty good went first, made a pretty decent splash. I was like, okay, here we go. The next kid that was a little bit older went. His was good, but still not as good as the kid that was a little bit heavier. Then this third kid goes. And he's the youngest one. He's the smallest, the skinniest, whatever. Once again, doesn't even do a cannonball. So at this point, I'm like, I'm going to freaking teach this kid how to do a cannonball. So I was like, hey, check this out. And I actually changed up my cannonball and did a corkscrew. And if you don't know what a corkscrew is, then you weren't ever a child. But it's where basically you hold one leg like you're going to do a cannonball, and the other leg goes straight out, kind of like just a little chicken leg, and it comes down on the water while you're holding your one knee. Makes a ginormous splash. And we were going off a splash, so not really technique, clearly, because the little kid didn't know what the hell he was doing. So I teach him how to do this thing, and then we get to the point where it's like, okay, that was pretty good from everyone. We weren't really sure. The kid that was the best told me, he's like, dude, you know, you look like you drop a bomb in the water. Like, you're just, bam. I was like, thanks, dude. You know, I was trying to play it off cool. And we go into the third and final round where it's like, all right, it's time to make some decisions. Me and the other two kids that were pretty decent make a damn good splash. Or actually, sorry, the one kid that was pretty good, he decides his foot hurt. So I was like, okay, well, you're not going to go, so you're technically out of the competition. He was cool with it, a little bit older. I could explain that to him. The other older kid, he was kind of just mediocre, whatever. He knew I was going to win. So then it's just between me and the little one. And the little one goes for whatever the hell he was trying to do again. And, you know, I pumped him up on the first two, so he didn't really, like, change much. And he does this, basically, like, a couple drops of water came splashing up. I come in and drop bombs on the water. And the other kids are like, yeah, dude, yeah, yeah. Like, pumped for me. But then I get this little, like, crappy feeling inside. Because I'm like, dude, this kid's young. These other kids are rooting for me. Like, I got to come up with some shit. So, basically, you know, long story short, or long, I guess. I gave the kid the W. I gave the little kid the W, and he was psyched. So don't get me wrong, it was the right thing to do. He went jumping out of the pool. He's like, Grandma, Grandma, I won. Did you see that? Cool. And like, I felt a little bit of like a heart beating inside my chest for a second. I was like, good job, man. You did a good thing. But then I started thinking about it. I was like, that's bullshit. The other kids took a loss like a champ. They were like, I'm not the best at this. I'm going to give it to this old-ass dad-looking dude who clearly won. And the other one thought he was still in it, and I had to give it to him because he was young. And he was like, I felt like I was going to, one, make him sad, and two, possibly piss off his grandma. So I gave him the W. And here's my problem with this. And I know that this is a common issue that a lot of people have thoughts on, but can we just start telling, like, you, if you lose, you lose, okay? And it wasn't as bad as it is now when I was a kid. Like, we got maybe some second place or third place trophies, but we didn't get no participation shit. So we need to stop with all that nonsense. Because if you lose, you lose. And it teaches you things about life, okay? So you're not going to win every time. And we all know that. So why not just let them know at a young age? Especially in a stupid competition like a cannonball competition that I definitely won. And I blew the shit out of that water. There was barely any water left in the pool after I was done. But I had to give it to this little dude. And I think that's BS. Now, no one told me to do that. So that's BS on my part that I took that sympathy inside, that cultural sympathy that everyone's starting to adhere to, and, you know, shoved it in his face. I ruined him, basically, by giving him a W he definitely didn't deserve. He was for sure in fourth place out of all four of us. But you know what? It made his day. I get that. But it's not going to teach him anything for life. So that's my shit for today. Now, I want to know if you agree with me. Because if you don't agree with me, I don't really give a shit what you have to say. But if you agree with me, tell me. Okay? No, I'm kidding. If you don't agree, go ahead and say something. But in reality, it's going to make for soft people. We already see it in today's world. People are soft. I'm soft. I'm a bitch. And I'm not even as big of a bitch as a lot of people I know or have met. So we need to cut that shit out. Anyone that's at that age right now needs to learn how to lose, needs to learn how to cry, needs to learn how to get hurt. That sounds harsh, but it's true. I probably ruined his life because Grammy and Grandpa, who were with him at the pool, ain't going to do shit but coddle his ass. Okay? And I fed into that. So don't do what I did. It's basically what I'm trying to say. If you win the cannonball competition, take the W, chug your drink like a man, and walk the fuck out of the pool. Tell those kids to eat dirt. Anyway, so that's what my rant is about right now. I know that I didn't even tell you the second story yet, but I will get into that. I'm going to stop this one because I just passed the 10-minute mark, and I think we're on a pretty good roll with that 10 to 13-minute thing. And we'll roll into the next one. If I have some time right now, I'll roll into the next one. All for you boobies. You know what I'm saying? Go to wayoverparkgolf.com. Go to Twitter and go to at CCLpod. Instagram @SageyBabyCCL and Facebook.com/CCLpod. I love y'all.